Sports with Katie Nolan is fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with G.
Every time you come in here, you're like, let me get an ice cold beer. You know what that means? And I'm like, yes, ice in your beer. I'm not an idiot. I'm just a bartender.
Hello, I had one. I had one when I started the huh, and by the time I got to the LO, I don't have it anymore. Hello, t-shirts. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Hello, t-shirts. Welcome to Sports, the podcast. It ends with a question mark, but it starts with a question. I am the superstar host of this podcast, Katie Nolan. He is Travis.
What's going on?
She is Christina.
Hello.
And Nathan is gone, and nobody told me that it was his last day, and we could talk about that later. Here's today's question.
Hi, Katie, Travis, and Christina. My name's Jenna.
And I'm Harrison.
And we are two people who met on a remote internship last summer, and we're here meeting for the first time, and so we're leaving a voicemail. So, Harrison, what's our question?
We want to know, since we just met for the first time, what are the three of you going to do when you meet for the first time? Side note, Katie might know us as the ones that always tweeted her when it's one of the other's birthday.
Yeah, so yes! We're pretty much best friends. So that's it from us. See ya.
Love you.
Mean it.
Jenna and Harrison, was that an all-time voicemail? That brought me so much joy.
They were so happy.
I love you and I mean it. And I just, it was one of their birthdays recently. So happy birthday, Harrison, I think.
Or Jenna.
I know, but they quote tweeted each other's to get me to say it.
Yeah, but one of us will be right, so we're good.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. We've got it covered.
And it couldn't be you, Travis. That would be weird. And Christina, you agree with me, right? That it's Harrison?
Exactly.
So
yeah, exactly.
We are doing what our pod always does. I think I missed the beginning. They met. Recap the voicemail for me, Travis.
I think they just met for the first time.
Right, but
they were doing a remote internship, and they just met for the first time.
Oh, okay.
I'm Katie,
so they're not
Travis and Christina. My name's Jenna.
And I'm Harrison.
And we are two people who met on a remote internship last summer, and we're here meeting for the first time, and so we're leaving a voicemail. So Harrison, what's
our
question?
Okay, that covers it. So they work together.
Yep.
Yes.
So it's like
they
us.
They aren't dating. I don't want to project. I don't want to ship them. I don't want to write my own fan fiction here.
Go for it, Harrison.
We're saying that those two people are not dating each other. And I won't. We'll just leave it at that. Maybe they're
correct.
Married happily to other people. Who's to say, right? But I was just going to say, okay, so you're two people who met at work. We've never met in person. And that was you meeting in person. And the joy in each other's voices is really bringing. Do you think we're going to bring each other that much joy? Don't all answer at once. Am I frozen?
Sorry, you froze.
Is that the worst possible time for me to freeze? Am I caught up now?
Yes.
You're working for me
okay,
now.
Good. Okay. Do you guys think we will bring each other that much joy?
Oh, I think it'll be lots of joy.
You do?
I hope so.
That was the least convincing way to say.
I mean, Christina and I already met, so like...
Yeah, I mean, Travis
right.
and
oh,
I already
right.
know each other.
Oh, it's just me, really. Oh, I suddenly feel very alone.
Yeah, it's
come to
here.
Connecticut.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I
don't feel that
don't.
Alone.
It's really not that great here.
I don't feel that alone.
Yeah,
I'll just
no,
give
you
it
don't,
a minute,
to
and I'm sure
here.
My upstairs neighbor will blast that song we both like to listen to at 3:30 on a Thursday, because he does it every week. What are we going to do the first time we meet? Do you think it's possible we go the rest of our lives without ever meeting? There's a mind blower for
That's
you.
Wow. What a question.
I mean, hell, I'm wondering the next time
probably.
I'll see Christina and we work together here.
Yeah, my cubicle is literally Man. Right behind you, and who knows when I'll ever be there.
It's so crazy. The world just shifted like half an inch over the last year. You know what I mean? Like things just are different in such a tiny little ways that are also just like, you guys haven't seen each other and you have no idea when you're going to see each other next. And you work
yeah,
together.
How weird.
Like we'll meet at like the most random and not like know that the other person was going to be at like an event or something.
Oh, then you're going to get a huge
yeah.
pop out of me. If I run into one of you two at a random thing where I'm not expecting to see you, I'm going to be like, Christina! From across the room. It's going to be very embarrassing. Why does this keep happening to me? I keep freezing when I get really emotionally vulnerable, and it's making me panic.
Yeah, it's a little weird on the other end for us
Yeah.
too. So it's not just
You get
you.
really slow when you're getting excited. You're like,
Oh man. This sucks. This is the
I mean,
worst
it was
possible day
fun
for
for
this
us
company.
to
Yeah, I
experience,
bet.
but yeah, it's a little weird for us
I'm
too.
sorry.
I hope you get that excited when you meet me as your Christina.
No, yeah, I probably. No, I'm kidding. Travis, I'll be so excited. I'm just trying to think of when. What is it? Like a company picnic? Do they even still do
They
that?
well, actually, they're not doing one this year, but they used to have one every summer here in Connecticut.
I've never been. I heard
Oh.
it is a wild occasion.
I wouldn't call it wild.
Oh, okay. I've heard it sucks. I've heard it's really
We
fun.
go like a Dave and Buster's and hang out.
Wow. Well, you sure know how to sell me.
What a place, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
that is my heaven. If you need me, you can probably find me at a Dave and Buster's. You should just walk into one when you're near one and just check, because I'm probably there.
Or we could do a, like a live podcast, and that's the first time that we meet is.
That'd be too stressful. That'd be too
Yeah, that'd be a
stressful.
lot.
What if we go into like high five and one of us goes into hug and then we're both like, oh, I don't really know
Oh, and
this
then it's
person. I just realized I don't
awkward.
know this person. And then you go on live for the very first time in front of all those people. Travis, trust me. We're not meeting before we go to a live show.
I think it'd look perfect.
Of course you would. You just want to get on the stage sooner than later. You're like, let's just do a live podcast. Let's put me in front of a bunch of people. Give me this platform and give me the mic and let me use it. I have ideas. I have complaints. I want to reach the masses.
When I see embarrassment happening in front of me and I receive that secondhand embarrassment, I don't want the fans and listeners and audience members to see the
Oh,
weirdness
you guys
of
gotta stop
if we
thinking we
meet
can
for the
hide
first
anything from
time.
our people. These are our people. We don't hide any.
No.
They'll know. And then we would
Well,
make
no,
the
that's what
whole
I'm
podcast
saying.
about
They
how
will
embarrassed we
know.
were. Yeah.
Exactly. They will
Here's
know.
another one.
Oh.
Let's go to Cheesecake Factory.
Oh my
All
God,
right. So
Travis.
you can try all the cheesecake.
Travis, you would go to a cheesecake factory for me?
For you and
Oh
Christina.
my God, that's the sweetest thing
Oh,
anyone's
thanks.
ever said to me. It's the second sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me. I'll tell you the first later. I'll tell it in friendly banter. You guys are gonna love it. This is I just loved this voicemail so much. Because it just made me think of happy stuff. Of like the first time we all get to hang out, it is gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Who knows when it'll be?
Yeah.
I've gone months and I think almost a couple times years before I met like a host that I was working with.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so this isn't weird for you.
No.
Currently, of all the podcasts I produce, I've met one of my hosts in person.
Have you ever met Adam
Wow.
Schefter?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Oh wait, I also met Doug, but I don't do his
You
podcast
would have
anymore. But
had
I
to have
met
met
Adam
Schefter,
once.
right? Because you guys, the comfort with which he asks you, like when he texts you, I'm like, oh, Schefter like straight up texts you.
No, he
So I'm like, oh, they
calls.
must know
Oh,
each other.
no, he
He
phone
calls.
calls. And so
Man.
I've had to overcome the panic of somebody cold calling me
Yeah.
without the, hey, like, are you free right now? Because he will phone call all the time.
Wow. That makes sense. I mean, man, imagine having to be on your phone that much talking to other people. I couldn't do his job.
No.
That's a lot of relationships to maintain. I am not very good at that. I'm very good at keeping a small amount of relationships going. But yeah, normally for me, everybody I've ever made stuff with is like my family. Like I go to work every day. I see them every day. I know everything about them because I ask everything about them because I'm the most curious person on earth and I'm around them all the time. So this is the first time I've ever, I think, done something with two people I literally haven't met. It feels so weird to say because of course I know you, but I've never met you. I like reference you in my life. I'm like, oh, Travis would laugh at this stupid commercial.
Thought he
Dan
would.
knows of
Yeah,
you
it's
because
like,
of how well
yeah,
I know you.
Dan knows of you, but we've never met.
Yeah, it's so
Funny.
weird.
That's where we're gonna meet at a Dan Soder live performance.
Ugh, yeah. All
And you're gonna be
right.
like, who's that jackass that's roasting him right now? Oh, Jesus, it's Travis.
Yeah. Like, damn it, Travis
No,
is
lucky
here.
for you, Dan doesn't do a lot of crowd work, but if he did, I'd sit you right in the front.
Let's go to
Oh.
Milwaukee.
Oh, you're not allowed in there legally. They passed that last week. Keep up.
No, I
They
think that was
banned you.
Norm in
You're banned
Oklahoma.
forever.
No.
No, I might not even be allowed in because I associate with you publicly.
I defended
That's tough.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. What?
I
You
defended
defended?
Milwaukee, though.
Oh. So just kidding. You're the king of there. Where did you say you hated? Oh, Nebraska. What?
Norman, Oklahoma.
Norman, Oklahoma. I am so dumb about the middle of the country. I'm just admitting it. I need to know more about it. I should go to it. I drove through Nebraska once.
Can't say I've done that.
That's why I have a negative opinion of Nebraska. And I think people in Nebraska should understand that. Because you would say yourselves, driving through your state is not its joy. It's not the thing it brings to the world. I need to interact
with Nebraska. Driving through Massachusetts isn't a joy either, though.
Massachusetts is beautiful. It sucks. All those cute little towns. It looks like a movie. Where a murder
I mean, I'll
happens.
Be the first to admit Connecticut sucks.
Connecticut like, is a nothing... drive-through state. I apologize. Yeah, there's Elsa, nothing. I'm sorry. I'm just coming yeah. for all the states.
What
now.
State is fun to down. Drive through?
I don't know. Like California. California is really nice to drive through. Or, you know, I'm sure places where there's like nice, I bet Oregon's really nice to drive through. I've never been, but I'd like to go.
Driving through like Kentucky, Tennessee with all the horse farms, it is really, really pretty.
Yeah.
So it's boring, but it's very pretty.
Yeah, Nebraska was just flat. That's all. I love you, and I'm sorry. You seem like lovely people, except those of you in Norman, Public Enemy number one. All right, I'm rambling about absolutely nothing. Jenna and Harrison, thank you so much for calling and for being coworkers for now, which is great for you.
Let us know if it progresses.
Don't make it weird. If you have a question that you'd like to ask of us, the number is 860-506-5571. Save it in your phone. You know why? Because then when you're drunk and you're like, who am I going to drunk dial? Maybe you'll drunk dial Katie Nolan and then we will get to enjoy whatever happens there. It probably won't make it because you'll probably ramble. But you know what? I love that for you.
But it'll bring me laughter, so.
Yeah, that's all. Isn't that what we're all here for, folks? To make Travis laugh?
Finally realize it. Thank
yep.
you.
I just gazed upon my life and went, huh, I guess that is really all I'm here for. Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Thanks for joining me on a Thursday again.
I just feel honored to be a guest again. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are so interesting that I've had you back so many times to interview you about yourselves. This is still a Thursday podcast. It's just these two. You got to unfold them one layer at a time.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it that way, I'm not technically doing anything wrong. Also, if you think about it this way, I'm the one who said we would do interviews every Thursday. So if booking them is causing me stress... And I've reached a point where I think I've run towards the end of my list of people I can just shoot a text to. Now I'm like, oh, well, we'll get back to that later. Let's do this for now, because this is fun and I enjoy this. So hello to the two of you, my dear friends I've never met. How have your last few days been?
I had maybe the greatest Uber ride of my life.
Let's hear it.
So
was
I had
he
to
dressed like Guy Fieri? Because that was the greatest Uber ride of my life. He was a Guy Fieri impersonator.
So I had my...
Okay.
So I had my car worked on.
Nobody cares. Okay. Car worked on.
Sorry, your thing froze. That's why that was no reaction. So I had my car worked on, and I had to get an Uber back to go get it because I live alone. And I get in the back of the car, and there was like a plexiglass divider because of COVID, but on the bottom there was like a flap where like the armrest is in the middle in the front. And this little dog is just sitting on the armrest.
Oh yeah.
And then as she backs out, the dog comes down and then jumps up and sits next to me.
Oh my God.
For the entire ride.
Oh, that's so precious.
Her name was Venus. And just the little cutest dog just laid next to me and then just plopped its head on my leg and I just pet it.
I totally forgot. This was such a highlight of Travis's week that he group texted us about it with a picture of the dog.
I was texting you during it. I was like trying to get a
photo.
It
was so cute.
It was so cute.
When she put her little head on your leg, I melted.
Yeah, she was really sweet. She's like a Bichon Frise or something. She's like one of those little white curly dogs.
I was like figuring out how can I keep the dog. I yeah. didn't.
Did you? I would have.
No,
did you figure
I,
it out?
I let my driver keep her dog.
That's nice of you. What did the, as a tip, what did the dog do when you got out?
So towards the end, it was trying to then get back up in the front and it started like to whimper. So I just like pet it and then she then got out and came to the back and grabbed the dog. And then I got out.
So the dog was crying on you?
It was like whimpering because then it was like wanting to get back up. Like it couldn't because the divider couldn't get.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I get it. Did the divider's not yeah. really working.
Huh?
The divider doesn't really work. The dog is
but it's like
moving freely about the cabin.
Yeah, but it's keeping if like if she's
oh, the
worried
COVID.
About
COVID.
Yeah.
it's for the COVID.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget we're in a global pandemic, just for a fleeting moment. And you know what? Allow me that, because it's nice. Well, that's the cutest. We got to get you a dog, Travis.
See, the problem is, like, my schedule just doesn't work. And I have a too small of an apartment. Those two together just don't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you.
I did hear you until a pandemic happened, and then I got a dog.
I came in at 9:30 today, and I'm not going to leave until 7.
Ew.
Yeah, you can't. If you're going to have a dog, you can't go that long.
Well, you can put it in, like, doggy daycare during the day or something.
I think ESPN should let me just bring the dog to work.
Yeah, I mean, Travis, if there's ever been a guy that seems like he'd be immediately softened by being able to bring his dog with him everywhere he goes, it's you. You need, like, a nice big German Shepherd.
No, I want a lab.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Didn't know beggars were choosing now.
There should be an option for Uber instead of, like, you know, you get Excel or whatever, that, like, dog Uber. And if there's one available, you can get an Uber that's going to bring its dog.
Has a dog in it.
Yeah.
I have to figure out, now that Dan has a place in this, like, city, I have to figure out how to Uber with, can you Uber with a dog if it's your dog?
Yeah, if you put in, like, a little carrier.
Oh, that I don't know.
I don't have a carrier.
Yeah, but what if, like, the driver doesn't want a dog, like, in the car?
I feel do I ask ahead of time? I wish there was a little button allergic. I could push.
I think there's got to be, like, a way for you to put it, like, in your settings or, like, as a note, so that when drivers come to pick you up, they know. It's the same thing, like, if you're hard of hearing, you can put that in there. So I know, that but when your driver picks you up.
I've looked, I don't think there's one for dogs. I wish there was. I wish it was a button, because otherwise you have to, like, type a message to them and say, hey, I have a dog. Is that okay? And then if not, you have to cancel it.
But if it's in a carrier, why would it be an issue?
Because I don't think you can. A lot of people are allergic.
Some people are, allergic.
It'll shed. It could shed and get the car dirty. I mean, I might be making this up. They might be totally fine. They might not care, but I feel like they would care. You can't bring a dog, I don't think, on the PATH train. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah.
Dogs are the best.
Should I switch to my office? Is my Wi-Fi really this bad?
It's been...
It's
never
out.
Been like this before.
Yeah, let me switch to the office. Man, I'll be right back. All right, so you had the best Uber ride of your life.
She got 5 stars.
Oh, good. Well, I mean...
Christina threatened a friendship. But she's like... I'm surprised Christina didn't ask for, like, a receipt to prove that I gave 5 stars.
Yeah, I said I wasn't going to be your friend anymore if you didn't give her 5 stars.
Well, that would have really sacrificed the quality of the podcast, Christina. You're really playing fast and loose with my career here.
Oh, I know.
Just now I got to host a podcast. Two people I've never met who hate each other actively have ended their friendship.
We're really not going to hang out now.
Yeah, right now I'll never meet. And if we meet, it'll have to be very separate and very far away. Christina, what'd you do
All right.
What'd you do since I saw you last, other than threaten Travis?
I haven't done much. My boyfriend's away for a bachelor party this weekend, so I'm home alone all weekend.
Ooh.
But I was just telling Travis before we hopped on here that typically Thursdays I don't have anything going on at 5 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandma called me 2 days ago, and she... I'll put it this way. She's obsessed with getting her nails done. She, like, ever since she retired, however many years ago, she gets her nails done religiously. And once COVID hit, she couldn't go get her nails done. And so all last year, she was like, my nails, they look so bad. Don't look at them. She's like obsessed. So she's now finally able, like, with a mask, she'll go in and get her nails done. And so she called me a couple days ago and said, hi, what are you doing Thursday at 5? And I said, nothing. I don't think I'm doing anything. And she was like, well, would you want to come get your nails done with me? And I was like, oh, my God, of course. That's why I have to hop off the podcast early.
Yeah, we might knowing us, we'll lose Christina early. If we could keep the podcast to a normal length, we would lose her at the normal time. But because I talk too much, we're going to lose her a little early. But it's for a perfectly valid reason. I accept. That is adorable. What color are you going to get?
I don't know. Game time decision.
Whoa.
What's so funny is she gets her nails done, or used to, all the time, and now she's getting back into the routine. She gets the same ballet pink every single time.
I like this woman.
Doesn't stray from it.
I envy this woman's
never
consistency.
Gotten a different color.
Yeah, and self-care. Look, she's been saying
she
self-care since long before we have. She's up on it. She knows what's up. She knows what she likes.
She goes and she gets it.
How often would she get her nails done?
Every 2 weeks.
That's
so
wild.
She gets her hair. I haven't gotten my nails done for guys with their haircuts.
I'm on TV and I don't get my nails done. And my mom yells me about it.
You could go with Christina and her grandma if you want. You could meet them.
Open seat.
I don't know what to do. How to act right in a nail salon? I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. Do you talk? Do you not? I'm incredibly socially awkward.
Do they try to talk to you like a barber does with us?
I mean, it depends. It entirely depends on where you go. But I get too. I'm like, do you want me to talk? Or do you want me to not talk? Do you want me to? Do I seem rude if I listen to my music? I don't know what to do.
Well, especially now, because I went to get my nails done about a month ago with my mom, and now with COVID, they have like plexiglass.
You think this is the first ESPN podcast to ever discuss getting your nails done at this length? Or is this just, are we blazing trails right now? Guys, this is interesting. If you give it your attention, you'll find this is actually interesting.
I swear you'll care about this. So you stick your hands like in this hole in the plexiglass. Whoa. And so it already makes for an uncomfortable interaction with the woman or, you know, man doing your nails. So yeah, I wouldn't speak to the person doing my nails only because it's awkward now.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's weird. You're talking through.
It just sounds like I don't speak to them.
You know, I don't speak to
them. They do my nails. Yeah, I also just always feel weird at the part when you get a mani-pedi and they pull your jeans up and they start rubbing your leg. And I'm like, lady, I didn't have a date tonight. So those are kind of not ready, you know?
Yep.
Those weren't ready for you to do that, but welcome to my calf.
I always feel I don't like getting a pedicure anyway because I have very ticklish feet. And so whenever they break out that thing where they like sand down.
Oh my God, I giggle. Oh my God. Okay, now this is turning into somebody's podcast that they're enjoying too much. So we'll fly right past the feet talk. But
what you need to do is just shave from like halfway down your leg to your ankle.
Travis, don't talk to me like I don't stick my ankles in a sink, okay? Don't you teach me about shaving my ankles in a sink right before the ESPYs. It's a thing that I've done and am very, very familiar with. My whole life has been shaving. I barely shave my legs in the shower. I mostly do my work in the sink in a rush on my way out the door when I didn't realize a slit went up that high.
Yeah, my second time going to the ESPYs.
Didn't
realize. Well, so I was an intern the first time I went.
Hot.
And I was
that red carpet is hot as hell. It is so hot.
Really?
At the ESPYs.
Wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, Travis, I'm trying to make you feel better about that. I also don't think it's open bar.
I've never been inside. Cool enough to get a ticket and go inside. Well, because I was on the red carpet, like getting interviews with people. So my second time, I realized how freaking hot it was. So I wore a dress, didn't shave my legs. At work, had to go in to the bathroom and stick my legs in the sink.
So with the
$2 razor I got.
Oh, Katie, I've got a good idea you've definitely never thought of. You should only shave the part of your leg that someone's going to see. Yeah, you definitely came up with that. Just like you came up with not painting your fifth toe because it doesn't show in your shoes. So you just put your open-toed shoes on and then paint your nails. Travis, you're going to invent that next? I've been a woman for 34 years. I picked up a couple things.
This ain't new.
Just kidding, guys. If you're listening to this, I shave my legs every 30 minutes. Never a hair on my body. I am desirable and youthful and so funny and fun to be around.
Yep.
Checks out. What did I do? Thanks for asking. Since I last saw you, I babysat.
What?
Wait, like a legitimate living child?
Like a human baby or a dog baby?
A human, he would be upset if I said baby. A human big boy. That sounds much weirder. I babysat a human big boy. Somebody left their human big boy with me. So I called Ashley. Hoping
so you babysat Dan?
Yes, babe. I always stay with a baby human boy or whatever I just said. A human big boy. I called Ashley because I wanted to get that same reaction I got in the podcast, which she was like, hi. So I called her. She didn't answer. Ain't that always the way? And she texted me and she's like, I can call you back in 5 minutes because Ashley and I worked together so closely that it's our relationship. We're still figuring out our relationship when we don't work together. Our whole friendship, we worked together and now we don't. So when she was like, I can call you back in 5. I was like, oh, I should let her know. I was just calling to chat. I don't need anything. I was just calling to talk. And so then she called me back and she sounded stressed out. And she was like, I just ran into this huge problem and I'm thinking in the back of my mind, you might actually be able to help me. And I was like, what's up? She's like, well, I yada, yada, yada. She had a Zoom meeting she had to do outside of the hours that she normally does them. So Austin was back from daycare. She was like, I just need you to sit with him for 30 minutes while I get on a Zoom meeting. And I was like, oh, you'll be there? She was like, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Pressure's off.
Oh, you're going to chaperone my babysitting? Then I'm confident doing that. If she had said 30 minutes and she was going to leave the house, I think I still probably would have been able to handle it. But the thought of, I know this is pathetic, I'm 34 years old, but the thought of me like babysitting Austin for 2 hours at this age, I'd be like, oh, how do I maintain a conversation for that long? How do I keep him interested? How do I keep him out of trouble?
How do I entertain him?
You can play with Legos. How do I not?
Yeah, well, we did. We played video games. We played Super Nintendo, which, by the way, is very hard when you're used to the better graphics that we have now. It's like going back and playing like the games where you could. I played Mario Kart without sticks.
What?
Yeah, it's on because it's Super Nintendo. So it was like using a turn pad, and I was like, oh boy, I don't know how to do this. And Austin doesn't plug his in, but he doesn't know that. You know what I mean? He thinks he's playing with his controller.
That's mean.
And so he, no, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
He's a step above a baby.
He's a big boy.
He would not be able to. Yes. So, but I felt bad because I kept running into walls and stuff. And he was like, we're not very good at this. And I was like, all right, kid. Okay. I'm used to different buttons. All right. I don't know these buttons. And your buttons aren't even doing anything. So don't tell me I don't know how to use the buttons. You don't even realize that you're, but then you're like, that's a child. So that's the thing I'm missing. I'm missing the oh, make this fun and happy. And instead I'm like, don't talk to me. You're also not good.
Yeah, I'm like, excuse me. You suck at this.
Yeah, well, guess what? You're not even plugged real, so. So, and then Ashley came in and she's like, how'd it go? I'm like, I changed
Katie, we have kids that listen to this podcast.
I know, I'm sorry. I was just.
Now I'm going to have to edit that out.
Don't, just bleep it.
Just do one long bleep.
Bleep. Because if they're little kids, they're not going to be able to figure that out.
We've had multiple kids on the voicemails lately.
Travis, I know. Actually, this was one of the first lessons I learned in TV. I think I made a joke about this on Crowd Goes Wild. I made a joke about the thing I said before that I'm not going to say again. Somebody responded on Twitter and was like, hey, great. My kids and I were watching. And I was like, oh, my God, I never even thought of that. And I haven't done it until just now. And you immediately hit me with the same complaint.
Because I've yelled at hosts before when they've done it. I'm like,
I know, just bleep it.
I am.
Travis, can you just bleep it?
Super producer that I am will fix it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Are you going to leave all this in? Mm. I like when we let them see behind the curtain. Yep. You can leave this in. What else? So, yeah, I babysat. Technically. Asterisk.
Did you have to get Austin any food or drinks?
No. His needs were all taken care of. The only thing that really complicated everything was that her dog, Ray, and I are very close. And I hadn't seen her in a really long time. And the last times I've seen her, I've been with Myrtle. No, she was so excited and the energy didn't go away. She was like jumping up on me and like trying to lick every piece of exposed skin she could find. And she just was a lot. And we were on a bed and it was like a little kid and me and a dog. And the dog was going nuts the whole time. And I was trying to. So that's why I wasn't very good at Mario Kart. Okay. There was a lot happening, but the kid got through it.
No,
Ashley finished her meeting and her kid was still there. I did it.
What? Who did you play with when you're doing Mario Kart?
Well, he had to pick.
Who did he pick?
He picked Yoshi.
Oh, good pick.
Yeah, it was a good pick. And then later at one point, I said something about Peach, and he was like, Peach? I was like, excuse me, Princess Peach. Are you picking Yoshi without knowing all of your options? Because if you're not familiar with Princess Peach, that's probably why you didn't pick her.
But nobody's ever picking Peach over Yoshi.
Peach is a great racer.
No.
God, you sexist pig. She's a great racer.
This explains so
much.
Tell
me right now, next time you play, play with Peach. You'll zip around those corners. The handling?
Have you ever played the drinking game with Mario Kart?
Probably.
Where you have to finish a beer before you finish the race?
No.
And you have to pull over.
It's
and
so
stop
hard. You have to pull over and stop. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
I've done that before. It's a lot of fun.
These are the moments when I hate that Dan, I love that Dan doesn't drink, but I hate that Dan doesn't drink. That would be so fun. I should never tell him about that because he might get off the wagon.
It becomes messy real quick.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Hmm. Well, Austin and I did not do that. So I just figured we should wait till he's six. So
Yeah.
Wait till we plug that thing in. I'm not going to play that until his thing's plugged in and he's actually controlling his own car. I don't want to take credit for his drunken mistakes. The drunken mistakes of a toddler. So that was my... I think that's everything that I've done. I've started reading books more.
Why?
Whoa.
Because they're good, Travis. You'll get old too, dude. You'll find it too. But I wanted to read just like a fiction. A good fiction. Oh. And so I'm reading... Kelsey McKinney's book. Oh God, I think it's God Save the Girls, but I hope that's not wrong. That's the only problem with Kindles is that you, because I have a Paperwhite, which is good because it doesn't look like I'm looking at a screen. It looks like paper, but don't ever see the front of your book. So you like buy it and then you're like, what's the name of this book?
If I do read it, I like nonfiction stuff.
God Spare the Girls. I usually only read nonfiction. And I was like, you know what? I kind of just want to read a novel. And I follow Kelsey McKinney on Twitter and I'd seen her tweeting about it. So I was like, let me buy her book and read it. And I like it. It's really good. It's about like a church in Texas and a family of like a pastor, a big famous, one of those big famous pastors. It's cool. It's good. I don't know. This is me talking. That's been Katie talking about books. It's our new segment.
Did you guys watch The Challenge last night?
Oh, no, but I watched the preview episode. But nah, see, this, I forgot Dan's been home for 2 weekends.
No, because I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot that he was going away this weekend. And so when he asked me to watch it last night, I was like, no, we'll just watch it tomorrow. And now I got to wait, like, till Tuesday to watch it. But how crazy is it? So I'm trying to figure out if the preview episode is the same as the first episode.
You need to watch both.
Damn, I got to watch both.
Where do I watch and how can I watch if it's MTV. Already aired?
On demand, I guess.
Oh.
I'll just say, I didn't know they had Survivor Romania.
I knew they had a bunch of different Survivors. I've never watched those, though.
But it's not like the Survivor US goes to a US island and gets marooned there, do they?
No, it's just, they probably go to...
So it's just people from Romania marooned on a similar island?
Yeah, probably.
I don't get to say marooned a lot, so I apologize, but I'm going to say it as much as possible in this conversation. It doesn't really ever come up. So you're getting marooned on also the same type of an island?
Yeah, they get marooned 5 and...
Travis, boo. Just boo to that. Boo to it because you forced it.
I'm guessing that they go to like...
You should have said they marooned 5 of them. That would have been funny, right? This is your work.
I'm guessing they go to like Fiji and Micronesia and other places that's similar for Survivor in USA. And
okay,
shoot the. You know.
You get what I'm saying, right? It's not like they're. I think it'd be fun if they took people and made them have to do Survivor in Romania.
And like, that's they take the people from Romania and like make them go to Norman, Oklahoma, and survive.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But you just said that like a game show host, Christina. That's funny. there's like Survivor Romania. There's one of them that is the Jersey Shore of Poland. Is it Poland?
Yes. Gabos' name.
What's it called?
Wait,
what shore? It's the something shore. And I was like, is that Poland?
It's the Warsaw shore, right?
The Warsaw. I think maybe.
And is that their version of the Jersey Shore?
And this guy, and I only watched the preview episode, but this guy is, he is like.
Gabo.
He got Jim Tan and Laundry wrong. He's called Jim Tan and Go Out or something like that. And then.
How many seasons do you think there are of Warsaw Shore?
6.
15.
15?
You're kidding!
Has it been the same cast?
It looks like they've had like a couple have been in the same years, but I don't know about the cast. There's 191 episodes.
That's too many episodes. How many episodes are there of Jersey Shore?
Oh, there's a lot of cast. Holy smokes!
Yeah, so it's definitely not the same people.
Yeah, I was gonna say if it's the same people for 15 seasons, that's absurd.
That's like The Challenge, kind of. I mean, they're not on every season, but that is the beauty of The Challenge.
But I think what's different is like this is based around like drinking and partying. Can you do that for 15 seasons and still have a body afterwards?
The first season was in 2013, though. So it hasn't actually been that many years.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Seasons, well, so then how often weeks? Do they film seasons? Yeah,
I mean, it looks like they do two a year.
Too much about Warsaw Shore on a sports podcast, but I do think the cast is wild. What's the concept of this season of The Challenge? If anybody wants to get into this show, it's very dumb, but boy, do we love it.
Lies, spies, and allies. They're doing the whole...
I mean, that makes me want to punch myself in the face. Lies, spies,
what
and allies.
Mean?
It's like, it doesn't even
does
roll
mean?
Off the tongue right. It's
This
wrong.
Won't spoil anything, but, you know, when they all meet TJ and he comes and he's like, I'm TJ Lavin. I'm your handler. Like...
Ugh, it's TJ. Oh, it's enough now, weird. TJ. We just got to the point where your pickup lines weren't incredibly obvious because in earlier seasons, he was wearing like a different outfit and looking off into a different direction. You're like, oh, that's they shot a pickup with him after the cast was gone. He just got good at that. And now he's like, oh, that's right. I'm good at this job now. I'm going to go way too hard. Now he's like, this is, remember the season that he was like, you get to run in my final. And it was like, okay, TJ, we get it. It's your final.
The so. Show that was on after The Challenge last night.
Okay.
They're bringing back Cribs.
Was what?
Oh, I saw the weird preview thing they did with TJ. And I was like, what is this?
They were at one of the places was TJ's divorce? House.
What was he talking about that he lives in that garage-like building?
Yeah, he has a garage that's like, you can, you know, it's got gym equipment. It's he works on cars and stuff.
He made the joke of like, this is where I sleep when my wife kicks me out like too many times. And I was like, is TJ
to where you're
through
like
a divorce?
This,
what are we doing?
This actually happened.
He did make a few of those.
A lot of them. For the 1 minute segment I saw, it was the percentage was too high. I was like, hey, TJ, you need somebody?
You're like, are you okay?
Need a hug?
His house was on the original Cribs in 2003.
He said, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. So he's had, what I glean from that is that he's had nice houses for a long time, and that's good for him.
But it's updated. It's much nicer than the one in 03.
Oh, it's a different house?
No, it's same house, just like renovated.
I already saw this crib. This is an old crib.
It's MTV Crib updated.
Imagine renovating your house enough that it got to be on Cribs twice. That it looked like two different
houses. Yeah, because
you've
made so many changes.
Imagine, I've been living in this house pretending I'm going to redo the bathrooms for 5 years.
Yeah, no. Still haven't done that. I can't imagine that. Can't imagine
that. The product placement was just so obvious.
Oh, yeah. It's I don't know if this is just because I'm getting old. It's like that South Park episode where everything you watch when you get older just looks and sounds like everything feels like a commercial to me now, more than it did, let's say, 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Everything I watch now, I'm like, what are you selling me? Why are you selling me this like that? Don't do that.
Even, like, I was actually noticing this the other day. I was scrolling through TikTok, and now more so than before, I'm fine if make your money. Mm. If an ad or a brand is coming to you and saying, hey, sponsor us, or I'm going to sponsor you so you can put out this product, blah, blah, blah. Fine. Make your money. But now I feel like more so content creators are trying not to make it obvious, but it's even more cringy if you do it that way. To where it's like, I know you're not waking up and the first thing you're grabbing is a Bang Energy. I know that's not what you're
imagine
doing.
Imagine if it was what you were doing.
Sitting on your bedside table and the first thing you do when you open your eyes is crack open a Bang Energy.
And the second thing you do is cry. Because what in the world
like
is
what?
Life? How did we, the second thing you do is ask yourself, how did we get here?
Why am I chugging a Bang Energy?
There's like influencers now, and boy, do I hate that word, but that whole hashtag ad, like the way you're supposed to let people know
ad.
And then there's these people who get really sneaky about where they hide it in their Instagram stories. So it's like, you almost can't see it. It's like, what are we doing? Why are you telling the people that follow you that you want to trick them into buying something for your own benefit? Why do you think that would make me want to follow you? Just tell me it's an ad. And if I need the product, I'll buy it. Don't back me into it. Don't make me think I'm watching some funny sketch and then I'm like, oh, all right, that's commercial.
Like, okay. It's just just for
but
that.
Then okay. At the same time, you're like, well, if you got to watch the funny thing and it was brought to you by a not by a company, then the money had to come from somewhere, and that's where it came from. Who cares? But I'm also just like, I don't know, it just feels icky sometimes.
Yeah,
it just feels icky. Everything's trying to get everybody to buy stuff, but we don't have any money.
The virtual world we live in now. Everyone wants you to buy things online.
So let's do a read now.
I was going to say, before we get to the rest of this. Yeah.
This is a perfect time to tell you about.
Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to talk about, I asked and I don't think you answered me. Can we talk about Skip Bayless, or is that not allowed? We'll briefly talk about
it. Let's do it.
Whatever. It's just for a second. It's something that happened in sports. So I think we have to talk about it.
It is sports.
Yeah. And as this podcast states in its mission statement, we are legally required to talk about sports. We do it all the time. We never stop talking about sports. Mm-hmm. So therefore, ergo, vis-a-vis, we have to do it. What else are we going to talk about? There's other stuff. Travis, you write the doc. You have to know two of them off the top of your head. Trust yourself.
He was looking at you scroll. Blank face.
You have to know.
McGriddles.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Jones. What are we doing?
Jeopardy.
McGriddles.
Oh? Oh.
Okay. We have an update.
We have an update.
Oh. From a previous story.
Yeah. It's what you think it is. But before we get to all that, today's podcast is brought to our sponsors, and boy, do we love our sponsors. This one specifically is Gatorade. So, Travis, how would you like me to tell the people about Gatorade?
In honor of Christina going with your grandma to get her nails done, as if you're at the, what is a place called? I don't, whatever, getting your nails.
A nail salon.
It's a nail salon.
I couldn't think of it.
Walk me through this, right? Level with me here. I just said to you that when I go to a nail salon, the reason I don't go is because I don't know who you're supposed to talk to. And you were like, you know what I should do is have her talk as if she's at a nail salon, a place where she said she doesn't know if she should talk or not. What if I do it as an Instagram influencer?
That'll work too.
Works for me.
Hey! Oh, you sound so disappointed. Is this okay?
Like, fine.
Yes. I'll cry later. It's cool.
Have I done it before as an Instagram influencer giving an apology? I think I have done that before. Those are the most fun.
Those are fun.
Do it as if MTV's at your house.
Oh, that's a good one, Travis. Let's do that. Okay. Leave all
See,
that
there
in,
we go.
Hey, guys. Welcome to my crib. Gatorade knows there are many paths to greatness, so how you get there is up to you. You could take the stairs here, that right behind me, and this is where the magic happens. sometimes you gotta grind it out to get up early, put in the work, even when you're not feeling 100. Sometimes it takes staying focused on a goal. It's hard to talk about the house I'm in when I need to tell everybody about Gatorade, knowing where you want to be and that you'll have to pour everything in to get there. Other times, you just need to dig deep and show some guts to be brave and never let anything stand in the way of what you can accomplish. Sorry if that huge statue there is standing in your way of making it into my kitchen. Here's the kitchen. And if you look in the fridge, we have a lot of Gatorade. This is going well, I think. Then there are the days you just have to get to the gym and see some gains. Are you guys? They all start with G. And on those days, I like to go into my home gym that's right over here. And there's weights and one of those machines. Two of those machines. What does a gym look like? Anyway, you got to get those gains and you got to put in all the reps and get stronger each day. But whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to help fuel the journey. And here we are in my garage, and that fuels my journey in all six of these cars that I have here that are so nice. Look at my nice six cars. Because greatness starts with G. And you know what else does? Goodbye. Get out. That's what they always do. They kick them out. Get out. Get out of here. Go. Okay. That's
beautiful.
That was awful. That was painful physically. All right. First story. Travis, what do we got?
All right. So Karen Hatchinoff got penalized for saying shh in a tennis match. And his response is, what do you mean it's a bad word? So if you go to the toilet, if you go to it's a bad word, it isn't. And how do you say it another way?
Nobody ever taught him the word poop.
But so here's the, this is a thing that I've said it for a long time. Why is bad, mm-hmm. but crap is okay?
Because one of them is a curse word and the other is the word you say when you can't say the curse word.
But why is it why do we have sense. A curse? I think the idea, that thing of curse words and you can't say it on TV or whatever. It's I think it's dumb.
It's antiquated for sure. And you're not going to find anybody who agrees with you more at this company than me on a podcast. And you, who has to bleep every time I say shit, even though the people have to seek out this content, click on it, and listen to it. It was an argument we made. We
yet
almost
somehow
we lost.
On The Last Dance, they are allowed to cuss there.
Well, that's Michael Jordan. I don't try to say that I'm going to be held to the same standards as Michael Jordan. I think that's fair if they treat us a little bit differently.
They cussed on Suits on USA too.
Yeah, I think there weirdly is on some of those networks like a number of swears they can get away with after a certain hour, and then they bleep. So you'll sometimes see episodes where they'll say shit. Like on Always Sunny, I feel like there were a couple times where you'd hear curse words and then later in the episode, they'd be bleeped, and you were like, oh, I guess they got above their quota or something.
That's so weird. Yeah. I've always thought that it's, I get it, you know, saying certain curse words can be jarring to a certain audience. I just never understood the line we drew as to what constitutes a curse word and what doesn't. Mm. Like, what you're allowed to say versus what you're not. You should just say you shouldn't be allowed to say any of these words instead of picking and choosing which ones are radio airwaves appropriate.
Yeah, but if you're gonna pick a couple, then there's always gonna be a spot where it's like, well, then why not this? It's just I grew up in a house where my family, we cursed a lot, so it never has been a thing for me, and so it's weird. It's foreign to me, I'll say, when people react to me cursing with like, you kiss your mother with that mouth. I'm like, what? I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes, not often. I'm 34 years old, so I'm not home.
So
that
no,
much.
But
yeah. Why does that? Or like, wow, really good behavior. Very unbecoming of a woman. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. How ladylike. Yeah,
sorry,
of you.
I said words. Grow up. You are weird. Not me. It's you. We're not like at a funeral. We're on Twitter. What are you doing? I can't say here on this website? Are you out of your mind? If you can't say it there, where can you say it? Shout out to Twitter.
It's even worse that you can't, like, you get penalized in a sporting event, like where, like,
yeah, that it. So what was the call?
I think I don't know exactly, but he got a point taken away.
A point
I think
taken
so.
Away.
That's wild. See, so I completely understand where, you know, the first line of this story says, like, what's considered cursing and what's not differs dramatically from country to country, as we've seen with such things like the Oakland A's unfortunate decision to run a Rooted in Oakland ad in Australia, where rooted means something very different. I can understand something like that, where culturally, you know, country to country, whatever the slang is different than what yours is. That I completely understand. But not being able to say is so weird. Like, why?
I just think it's very funny that clearly he does poop. Does he think is poop? That's a
yes.
question.
Yes.
I just
he
asked
called
on a,
yes.
poop. On a,
well, but he yes. thinks it's, he thinks it's, he doesn't, I don't think, no, the, because he
no,
said, how do you say
phrase.
It another way? Is it, it's a bad word?
I don't think he was ever taught the word poop.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe he is and I'm misunderstanding him.
He did end up winning though, so.
Oh, good. Even though they took away a point. I cannot believe that.
I think it was a point. That's, could be wrong.
Oh, Travis, that's kind of a big.
It wasn't in the article.
Also, wait, now I'm envisioning. Can you imagine a grown man in the middle of a tennis match, instead of saying, oh, going, oh, poop.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
He doesn't know what to say.
Also, does this mean that no tennis player has ever cursed during a match before? Because I find that incredibly hard to believe.
Yeah, wait. Is this across all sports? Athletes are not allowed
no.
to, or is
what?
This just
no.
tennis? So, like, that doesn't seem correct.
Kobe at times would start saying stuff in Italian so that the refs didn't know what he was saying. So they couldn't give him a technical. If he was like, wanted to say something about the ref, there's stories about Kobe would just start saying it in Italian. They don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, I think I think it's different if you say it to a ref. I think you get in more trouble in like, you know,
rather basketball. Than just like mouthing off on your own.
But saying, it feels like there's a story here that you didn't read. How is that the penalty? What's the penalty?
I don't know. That's just,
I don't know. He says, I don't know.
It wasn't in the article.
How is it not in the article?
I don't have to tell you, Katie.
Well, so the article even says that there's no real reason as to why cursing in English during a tennis match is not allowed.
It's a gentleman's sport.
How is that?
It says, they said there's just no explanation for it.
I'm unsatisfied. An interesting story that has left me with more questions than answers, but I'm sorry to that man.
But he won.
Next
so.
Story, Travis. Oh, so I'm not. Never mind. Then I take it back.
Did you hear about Dennis Schroeder?
Oh my God! You mean Boston Celtic Dennis Schroeder, Boston legend Dennis Schroeder, who you'll notice we got at a real discount because there was at least one person who said discount. That he should go for $120 million, and we got him for like six. How much was it?
5.9.
I just feel bad a little bit, because I don't think, I don't want to be anti-player empowerment. I like players betting on themselves. I like to see it work out. So I feel a little bummed that it didn't. But then I think weirdly, because it didn't work out on such a massive scale, I feel less bad. I don't know. My emotions about this are very complicated, but it is objectively very funny that he was offered, reportedly, a 4-year, $84 million extension from the Lakers last season, and he turned it down, thinking, reports said that he wanted up to $120 million. And then he signed with the Celtics on a 1-year deal for 5.9.
A 1-year prove-it deal.
$1 million.
So it's like, what? That sucks.
It's like a, wow, that... Life comes at you fast.
That really didn't work out.
Life comes
that
at
was
you
not
fast.
What you expected.
I know. I feel bad and also I'm laughing. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, like I'm laughing but also crying for him, but also I'm laughing.
I hope that he had his agent or manager whoever, like he was at least presented with real info when this reported $84 million offer was given to him. And it wasn't like people in his corner, his agent were telling him to know. Like I'm hoping at least it was his decision to say no and like he just didn't get misinformation.
It does feel like if I'd be like, where was your agent?
But where's your agent? Where's your like,
yeah, like how did this go so wrong?
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, well, maybe we could know. I probably could ask Travis, could Google it, but that's not gonna happen, and so we don't know. Does anybody know if his agent gave him the info or if it was his own call?
No.
Has his agent made a statement? They really never do that, do they?
Yeah, there unless hasn't been anything. Like, that's the other thing is if it, like, the 4-year, $84 million offer wasn't legitimate, I'd be coming out like, yo, that story
is
false.
That was not, I was not offered that. They did not offer me that. You're lying.
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, it was 4 years, $20 million.
Well, you know what? I think the silver lining is like, look, okay, you get to play basketball. You learned a lesson. Learn the lesson, whatever it taught you about yourself, and then go play basketball well and go get your money, you know? Prove it, I guess. Go get it. You can, so go do it. Instead of letting this be one of those moments where you're like, boy, I really screwed that up, didn't I? Because, yeah, kind of. It ended up in a not great, you know?
Yeah.
Elle went kind of viral, too, for, like, her reaction on SportsCenter about the story.
Oh, yeah, I saw. Yeah. It's just that is her exact face is everyone's face when they saw it was like, ooh, no, that's not how we saw that going, huh?
No. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he saw that going.
Are Lakers fans being insufferable about it?
I think, aren't they always insufferable, though?
Yes, yes. I mean, allegedly, some say, but I...
Even more so now than
I could just
normal.
See them being like, you didn't know how good you had it. What's next?
McGriddles!
Oh, my God. So, Hard Knocks you know, you learn a lot about a team. And what's the stuff that matters to me?
Sure do.
The stuff that matters to me is like, what? How are they interacting with fast food? And so Jerry Jones gets a McGriddle. He unwraps it. And then he salts it.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Now, there's 990 milligrams of sodium already in those.
Sodium.
990.
That's so many. That's half. That's basically half of what
they tell you to have in a day for salt. And so much salt. He added salt to it. McDonald's is a company that a movie once proved that you could take like a McDonald's cheeseburger and leave it out for a year and it'll look exactly the same a year later. That you don't need to add salt to that at all.
I think this podcast has made it noted many times over that we are fans of McDonald's. None of their food needs salt, though.
Yes.
Like, you don't need to add salt ever to anything from McDonald's.
Sauces, yes. Salt.
Well, no, you just say that because you salt your ketchup. Or do you salt something else?
No, like, so, like,
oh, I add need sauces. Sauce. I thought you meant adding sauce. Salt to your sauces.
No. The McDonald's ketchup food needs sauce, but does not need salt.
A McGriddle doesn't, though. Because those little nuggets in the McGriddle are syrup nuggets inside of the...
Yeah.
It's wet bread. It is a pancake. You're putting salt on a pancake, Jerry. What are That's we doing so gross. Here? Listen, McGriddles do not need any modification. But if you're going to, there is only one. And it's that you replace the egg in a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle with an egg from an Egg McMuffin. That is the only allowed modding of a McGriddle. And the fact that Jerry Jones is out here salting the sweet and salty sandwich, I'm upset. I'm offended. I'm outraged.
It can't taste good, right? Like, that can't be good.
Concerned? I'm concerned for his health?
So that's where I'm at. Christina, to your point is, I think he salts everything, which has me really concerned. And if he's already getting 43% of the salt that you need through the sandwich, I have a feeling that he salts everything that he eats.
Man, I mean, I grew up in a house where I had Lowry's seasoned salt. My dad would put that on everything.
I love that stuff.
It is delicious, but watching how much my dad used to put on his salads, I was like, hey, Dad.
Do you want some salad with that?
Can you taste anything? Because that's a lot of salt that you have there. And he would just be like, no, tastes fine to me.
No, we say the same thing to my dad's dad. Whenever he comes over for Thanksgiving, Christmas, any family function, the first stop he makes in the kitchen is to the cabinet with the salt and pepper and grabs the salt to put it right next to him so he can salt the crap out of everything.
That must be, and food just must like lose its taste and you're like, I'm seeking flavor. I need it.
It doesn't make sense to me. I love salt. I will put salt on things. Yeah,
Christina, I do think we're going to get old and this may eventually happen to us. This may not be, Jerry Jones may not have, I don't think you live this long if you put that much salt on the things you eat all the time. It might be when you get older that you put a lot of salt on stuff.
Yeah, so at what age do you start,
I don't know,
dousing your food in salt?
It's probably next year.
Because
for me.
It definitely seems like an old person thing because my grandpa does it. So.
So my dad, whenever he gets a draft beer, he adds salt to it.
No.
I've seen people do that.
It's like a thing. Why? It's a thing.
Yeah.
Ew. Why? No.
I used to have a regular customer who would ask for an ice cold beer, and then he would give the same speech every time where he was like, do you know where that came from? The phrase ice cold beer. It's because they used to put ice in beer. And so, yeah, I want you to put ice in my beer. And I was like, dude, are you insecure about wanting ice in your beer? Because I'm not judging you. I genuinely don't care. But every time you come in here, you're like, let me get an ice cold beer. You know what that means? And I'm like, yes, ice in your beer. I'm not an idiot. I'm just a bartender. But he was, shout out to him.
But also stop putting ice in your beer because that's wrong.
No, that's what and he was afraid too. Of. You're the person who drove him into giving this speech
that's fine.
All the time. I just was
that's
like, yeah, dude, I'll
don't
put
do
ice
it.
In your beer. I'll put ice in your wine. I'll put a splash of orange juice and Sprite into your wine, lady. I'm not going to judge you. Just ask for it and then shut up about it. It doesn't make you interesting. I'm not, no one's mad at you. Drink what you like to drink.
It's gross. I'm still judging, but do you?
Silently, though. Silently.
Yeah, sure.
So shout out to Jerry Jones's doctors and
yeah, really.
I bet that's frustrating.
I want to see if like they show meeting again.
I mean, I'm sure they will.
Well, now, so now I'm interested. Can we have a camera crew follow Jerry through all of the meals he eats throughout the day?
What?
Just so
you couldn't
I can
pay
see
me to watch Jerry Jones eat more than three meals. That is a nightmare to me.
I just want to know how much salt he's putting in things now. Just for a day. I don't need every day. Just one day. Let me see how much salt he's consuming, because now I'm a little concerned.
I'm like, go for it, Jerry. Do you, I guess. But also ask them for the egg from the Egg McMuffin. It'll change your life. It's a better egg. It's fresher. J.R. Smith is going back to school. The article says former NBA standout J.R. Smith has enrolled at North Carolina A&T, which is an HBCU, and he's trying to play golf. He wants to join the men's golf team. And J.R. Smith, if I'm correct, went straight from high school to college, so that's not a concern. But it's a matter of, I had heard they can't find, like, he was in high school so long ago that they can't locate the documents. That's why he has to, like, petition for his eligibility.
Yeah, can't they go with, like, the
how does that
honor
happen
system? Like, we're good at this point.
If you ask me to find my transcripts right now, I have two ideas of where they could be, my high school transcripts. And if they're not there, I'm never going to find them.
I don't know where my college diploma's at.
Oh,
doesn't the school have that on file somewhere?
They might, but if you think about it, the internet is not that old. And so they might not have been like digital.
Oh, yeah.
Public schools aren't exactly the first wave of digitizing files. You know, they probably
that makes sense.
Toss some stuff. So, I mean, that could be in his favor, you know, if he was just like, yeah, no, I got A's. Just let me in. What do you need? Why do you need this? What do you need this for?
Like, do you need to prove that I graduated high school? Like, does it really matter at this point?
I know. That's really, it's like, can I give you $1,000 to shut up about it and just let me do it? The poor NCAA is just looking for stuff to do, since, as they proved with that Baylor thing, they don't do anything. They don't do anything. Allegedly, I don't want to get yelled at for this. They don't do anything,
especially with NIL now.
I know. There's no way it stays around for that much longer. It puts on a basketball tournament. That's it. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't even do that right.
Oh, they've never. And they drag things out for years.
Yeah, the Baylor thing pissed me off, which is why we're not talking about it today. So J.R. Smith.
So this is a great story and all, but is anybody going to speak up and say, well, he's taking a spot from another kid?
Oh, this is Travis's take. Travis, that's the take you were excited about?
Where's everybody
taking a spot from another kid? What if he has to, I almost just said audition. What if he has to try out? Doesn't he have to, he has to make the team.
Doesn't Tim Tebow have to make the team?
Didn't he?
Everybody attacked Tim Tebow. He's taking a spot from a potential player.
Okay, who's everybody? First thing I think will help you tamper down your anger a little bit.
The media.
Would be identifying who you're... Who is the media, Travis? Because right now you are. You are the media.
Multiple
people.
So you
can't say everybody in the
media. At this network, people were saying, oh, he's taking a spot from a potential player that could be making the team.
I said it.
Ooh, go off, Christina!
I mean, I remember I said it when we first brought it up.
And?
So, yeah, I get it.
So, respond, debate. This is like first take. Guys, do it. Do the thing. Yell at each other about it.
Isn't J.R. Smith taking a spot from a kid that could be on the golf team at North Carolina A&T?
I see you and I hear what you're saying. the only thing I'm going to say is exactly to what Katie was saying.
Don't put this on me!
Doesn't he have to? Are there not tryouts?
But that's not the point.
Doesn't he have to try out for the team?
Tim Tebow has to try out, and people were saying the same thing.
People being Christina.
But so
people being you.
Yes. Did Tim Tebow officially try out and make the team?
He's still in the process.
Oh, what?
How long is
they haven't made the 50?
Oh, you're talking about Tim. You're not talking about Tim Tebow playing baseball.
Yeah, I'm talking about with the Jaguars.
Huh. I was thinking you were talking about Tim Tebow playing baseball.
No. When he just like decided I'm going to come out of retirement
because
he's
taking a spot from people who want to try out.
From an actual tight end, like from somebody who, yeah, from somebody who is an actual tight. My gripe with that was he just said, "Hey, I want to play tight end. I'm going to walk on with a guy like the guy who has known me my entire collegiate career, and he didn't have to do anything for it.
But
he
at least
said, I'm going to show up and play."
He is a former football player, just taking a different position.
Yeah, sure.
Look,
we're really mad at Tim Tebow. Like,
no, I was all for it.
I think it was a waste of a practice. It's like a spot.
I think it's a waste of time, but J.R. Smith, if he wants to play golf and if he's good at it, if he tries out and makes a team and he's good at it, why not? Let him play. Yeah, I don't think he's taking a spot from another player.
These also do feel like he can
actually play.
Because he's not on the team. You ruined the story, Travis. This was a fun one. This was like, J.R. Smith's going to go play golf. And then I was probably going to say something like, well, you know, when you do play golf, you have to keep score. And I don't know if he'll be very good at that. And then we all were going to have a laugh. And then we were going to talk more about how silly it is to watch a former NBA standout play golf. And you were like, hey, it got jerks. Didn't you? Weren't you mean to Tim? And now we're all sad about
it. Well, then how about this? Do you think he'll have trouble tossing the ball to his caddy because he doesn't like to pass the ball?
And now you're just delivering jokes that you wrote? I mean, what do you want me to do here, Travis? Let's move on. I'm sorry to J.R. Smith. It's just Jeopardy. You have to say it like that because it has an exclamation point at the end of it. It's like sports. It's Jeopardy.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Travis. You have an update on Jeopardy.
So do you remember when we brought up the guy, Matt Amadio, about how he answered every question with what's or what is?
Yes.
He came out that he was asked about it, and it was part of his strategy.
Yeah, we said that. We guessed. That was one of our guesses.
And the reason being is that was one less thing that he had to focus on. So he was just
I think we talked about, but I feel like it is one more thing I'd have to focus on. As somebody who's been properly saying what is or who is or trying my best to my whole life, I feel like it would be harder to unlearn. But I guess I've never played Jeopardy, so maybe it's actually easier. Sometimes when I play at home, I don't say either of them. And I'm like, this is bad training. If I were ever to do Jeopardy, I might screw up and not say what is, which is always the most awkward moment of an episode.
Yeah, I've never done the what is or who is. I've just blurted the answer.
They don't show the I was just going to say Alex. They don't really show Alex at this part. But whenever that happens and the person says the Beatles, I like to because they give them a second before they buzz them and say they're wrong. I like to picture that Trebek was always making a face that was like, you know, aunt, well, you're missing something, like raising his eyebrows and moving his hand so that the person would go, who are the Beatles? But that's just
I would forget all the time, too, because it's just especially when I'm in that type of pressure situation where
I
you need to
words
say something
that I know. Because
yeah,
there's pressure.
I forget I'm a human being. Yeah. So like there's no way I would consciously remember to say what is instead of who is, or I there's
yeah,
just
I
no
think
way
it would trip me up. But hey, to each his own. Good to clearly it's working for him, so good for him.
Yeah, if it works, it works.
Is there a reason why Jeopardy makes you do it that way and not just say the answer?
Yeah, because you're supposed to be. It isn't the answer; it's the question. The concept of Jeopardy is very funny if you pay attention to it. If you imagine that the interaction happened in reverse, so you imagine the person who answers who is the Beatles, and then it's like they walked up to someone and said, who are the Beatles? And a person said, this rock group, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, what?
Yeah,
why
yeah,
are
yeah.
you saying that?
So you're coming up with the question.
Yeah, you're coming up with the question. But it obviously,
yeah.
If somebody asked any of these questions and these were the answers given, they'd be like, why don't you just say that? Why did you say it like that? That doesn't make any sense. It always makes me chuckle because it's funny to me. We have another Jeopardy update. The executive producer gave himself the job, but they did make it sound as if something cool was happening. And they were like, for the first time in history, Jeopardy's going to announce two hosts. And it's like, yeah, that's because you've always had this same guy. That's not like for the first, it's not like you're announcing hosts every week. And okay. And then it was that like, I still don't know how to say Blossom's name. Is it Maim? Maim Bialik?
Ooh.
Great. Great, Travis. Ooh. The woman from Big Bang Theory, she was on Blossom. Her name is like Maim Bialik. She is hosting a spin-off type of show, which just give her the it's weird to be the executive producer, give yourself the job, and then give like a consolation job to the best person who auditioned for the job. It's like openly
that
admitting
weird.
That she was good enough to give her a show, but that you're gonna take this one, so don't worry about it. Like
I'll take the big show.
Yeah, but they
you
made it sound like
one.
For the first time ever. It's like, well, so she didn't win, but she won. And then the guy who was running the competition.
It's almost like they did all this just for promotion and they knew they were going to go with
him. Yes. It's almost like they got everybody whipped into a frenzy about Aaron Rodgers. And then they were like, we were just kidding.
Just kidding.
Go to the guy. It's the wizard the whole time. That's it? Those are all of our stories?
That's, yeah.
Whoa.
Can we talk about what happened on sports TV?
Oh, my God. Go right ahead.
So the yesterday on, what is that show called? Undisputed? Skip and Shannon?
Yes.
On FS1?
Yes.
There was a clip, and I'm not going to act like I've watched the show many times. I haven't. I'm not going to act like I was even watching the show live when it happened, but I saw Rachel Bonetta tweet that she loves Jenny Taft, and I was like, what happened? So I searched Jenny Taft's name, and I found the video, and I guess Skip had some take about Mike McCarthy and must have said something along the lines of something about his weight.
I wouldn't want him to be my personal coach or something like that.
Something like that. And so Jenny was like, well, I don't know about that as a take, that you have to be physically fit in order to be a coach, but, and was clearly about to then throw to break. And Skip took exception to that and said that it wasn't fair of her to question that what he said might not have been fair to Mike McCarthy. And then very surprisingly to me, Jenny kind of stood up and was like, I'm allowed to have an opinion. We'll be right back and maybe I'll have more to say, which it gave me life. I don't know, watching a woman, as I get older and I look for things that entertain me or like give me a spark, something about watching a woman stand up for herself in a situation where normally she doesn't makes me just go, it just makes my body vibrate. I'm like, woo, I like this. I feel very happy about this.
Makes my body vibrate.
And so I said as much on Twitter. I didn't like take a, I didn't listen to Skip's take, probably because it would have taken me 7 minutes of a YouTube video to do so. And I can't be spending my time so recklessly. So I don't even care about his take necessarily. And I'm not even, I just like seeing her in a seat that we've historically seen women are expected to sit there, look pretty, and kind of get you
and
to
literally
and from
just
break,
moderate,
which is, yeah, you know, the way that it was, and it's maybe the way that a lot of them want to stay. It's certainly a format that exists. Just to see her kind of be like, no, on that. And I don't think she pushed in a way that was like, well, that was a terrible take, we'll be right back, which is probably what I would have said if I ever disagreed with Skip, which, you know, never happens. We're pretty much in line with all of our takes.
Absolutely
but
everything.
But just seeing her be like, hey, once he gave her an attitude back that was like, well, I don't think that's very fair, was just like, okay. Like, it made me feel excited of like, good for you. Speak up for yourself. I like when people speak up for themselves. But boy, did the internet then remind me that it's the internet and be like, she should know her place. And like,
oh,
Skip
God.
Is essentially, I saw somebody say Skip is essentially her boss. So she'll be fired tomorrow.
Ew.
And it's like, first of all, if you don't know anything about the power dynamics of the FS1, if you don't know somebody who works there or have some kind of inside information, all you're saying there is that man should be in charge of that woman's job, which is incredibly flawed. If you have some knowledge of like Skip being the executive producer or having a relationship with the executive producer so that what he says goes, if you don't work in the industry, you don't know that. So don't say things like that, because it increases this idea that a man sitting next to a woman on a TV show, because of the way she spoke to him on air, she didn't curse, she didn't call him any names. She just said, like, well, I don't agree with that, and I'm allowed to have an opinion. We'll be right back. If you think that could get her fired because his feelings were hurt, that's a wild mindset to have. Wild.
I genuinely think that, because when I was scrolling through Twitter, 90% of the takes I saw were in support,
yeah,
which is fantastic. That's what it should be.
What happened was it became a trending topic. And when it became a trending topic,
yeah,
I had a funny feeling
yeah.
that my tweet that just said Jenny Taft forever, honestly, I think it made it into the story. And so I was getting tweets from people that I had never heard of me and that I had never heard of. And I was like, what are you? You are really mad. You're really, really mad. And
I don't
understand
why. The people that are so unnecessarily mad, and mad enough to say, like, he's her boss, she should be fired, they have absolutely no knowledge of how a show's structure is and, you know, what the power dynamic is, because that's so false. I've gotten people who have DM'd me or messaged me saying, you know, with the shows that I produce that have a male host, that they're my boss. And I'm like, no, we work together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, what? Like, so it's very weird to me to watch people who think women, when they sit in a certain seat, that means they have less power than the man that's sitting in the seat next to them. Like, it's very weird to me. But the people that yell are the people who don't know anything about
it. I also just think it's weird that we would find that acceptable if tomorrow she was gone. The response and we all knew that was coming. The response should be like, hey, guys, is Jenny Taft off that show because she had an opinion for a second? Can somebody answer for that? Back? Like, that's the thing that bugs me is, like, we get to this point where we just accept that that's how it is. I don't doubt that there is a situation in which somebody could call a meeting with somebody and be like, I don't want to work with this person. But that you would have to then make them answer for that. Make them say it. Skip would have to come out and be like, yeah, I got my feelings hurt. And so I made the lady lose her job. That's where I think we should... You shouldn't accept it before it happens, where people are just like, yeah,
I mean, isn't the whole point of the show for people to give their takes and then you dispute it? Isn't that the whole point?
No, it's undisputed. So none of them are able to be disputed. That's why she should have known that you can't dispute it.
Yeah, she should have known her place. Yep.
To your point, when Jalen put Skip in his place when he was at ESPN about his stats in high school basketball, nobody questioned if Jalen was going to be on the show or anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. It just is. I don't know. If you don't spend a lot of time on the internet, first of all, shout out to you. What an awesome life you must be living.
Teach me that your ways.
So I'm refreshing jealous. And lovely.
What do you
but
do?
You'd be surprised. When I first started out, like making my way into whatever this is I now pretend I do for a living, I was. You see so many people, and I know Twitter is a little bubble of its own. It's not that many people, but you're interacting with more strangers than usual. You're hearing from more strangers from all over than you normally would interact with if you don't go online that much. And I remember being shocked by how much what felt to me like outdated old school sexism and like outdated old school, all those bad things that I was like, oh, we've progressed past this. You spend enough time on the internet and you're like, oh boy, this is still out there. This is still really out there. And I thought we were doing well. It can be really a bummer sometimes. And then, you know, you try to remind yourself that Twitter's just a bubble and that some of them are bots and that some of them are. But it's just like, ooh, being exposed to how mad people get about the smallest things that don't affect them is like, oh, let's all go.
Speaking of people who. Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of people who just joined Twitter and who are just now figuring out what Twitter is all about. Jay Cutler just made a Twitter for the very first time at like 3 days ago and has been tweeting like, how does this thing work? There's so many buttons. And he's like, wow, people are mad here. Yeah. Welcome to Twitter.
And look, everybody needs an outlet. You need somewhere to put the thing you're mad at. But like, I don't know, just consider if the outlet that you use is like a public forum. I don't know that there are healthier outlets than getting real whipped into a frenzy about, what the host of a show, what her role is supposed to be, and your thoughts on that. Ask yourself why your thoughts are so passionate. Genuinely, I'm not saying that it's going to be nice. That you're going to find out that you have a problem with women, but just ask yourself, why am I so mad about this? And you might, you know, learn something that could help bring you closer to balance instead of, that bitch should shut her dumb mouth. Because I don't think you know her. And you can dislike the clip or like the clip, but I don't think it should be getting you that mad. In a new font, nonetheless. Twitter, new font. I don't like it.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It's subtle enough that, Travis, I don't think you would notice.
No, he's checking.
Yeah, you're right.
He checks. So see, this is, Christina,
you're right.
Just as a witness, we're confirming that when it's Travis who needs something, he looks it up.
Yep. Immediately, but it's when it's instantly. Me,
it's then he's just like, "What do you want me to do, lady?"
That's a lie.
It's like I don't know.
So I have a question though. Considering that I do not get tweets sent to me about women in sports and stuff, how many tweets
you don't?
Shocker, right? I know.
Yeah.
How many tweets do you think, estimating you got off of just the Jenny Taft from just dumb people, like is it in the dozens, hundreds? I'm just curious.
Why are you asking it? Like,
I'm just wondering, how many.
I know, but you keep saying you're just curious, which I'm like, what's up?
It's like, I'm just curious, but I'm just.
You're like, I'm
just
not a cop. I'm not a cop. I know I'm asking the questions a cop would ask, but I'm definitely not an undercover cop.
I'm also asking for myself.
I don't know.
I'd say
40.
Okay, I was just curious of how many dumb tweets you
plus
get,
plus or minus 20, as usual. It depends. I can, like, when I say I think it became a moment, I can, you can just kind of tell when you scroll through your Twitter as much as I do, for as long as I have. It's a sad thing, but I've picked up on, like, oh, my tweet was posted somewhere, or like, oh, somebody amplified this that is outside of my usual. I'm like, these aren't my followers that are responding to me. These people dislike me. Or you get a lot of like, who the f*** are you? And you're like, I don't, if you don't know me, that's okay. Don't respond to my tweet. I'm not out here being like, you have to know who I am. I'm just, I'm also here posting my thoughts. I'm just not, you know, yelling.
What I think is hilarious is like, why, if I don't know who someone is, I would never tweet at them.
It
who
is
are you?
It's people who, like, use Twitter as Google. I always am like, you know, there's another website just one tab away that you could ask this of and get your answer. And it doesn't require me to tell you why I Googled it. You Google it.
Yeah.
Or when somebody responds to your joke and says, I don't get it. And you're like, okay, but look at all the people around you that do. So I don't, what do you want me to do?
That made me think of when people on Twitter were like, ask a question where easily, instead of just asking like, what time's the game? Where can I find it? Like,
Google it.
Just, you could
ask
look that
Jeeves.
Up.
Yes. Don't ask me. Ask Jeeves.
People are like, where do I find the USA basketball game? Jeeves? And I'm like,
I don't know. Good question.
I don't know. Sometimes these websites, because now it's like everybody has their own streaming service, they do make it difficult to find out where and when you can actually watch a game. It is getting more complicated. I'll give people that. And there have been times where I tweet random questions that I'm just like, hey, I need this real quick. And it's more of like a crowdsourcey thing. But it is, I just, when people respond to things with like, what is this story? What happened with, like, okay, exactly. This story I'm telling, I saw Rachel Bonetta tweet about Jenny Taft and I found out what happened. People responded to my tweet about Jenny Taft and said, what happened? Where's the context? And it's like,
Just type in Twitter, Jenny Taft.
Go up to the top of the search bar and find out about it. And then if you do that and you can't find anything, then you can ask me. But what if you just searched it in the little tiny search? You click on the mic, the magnifying glass, and you type Jenny Taft. And then you hit enter. So this was bitching about Twitter and
there you
ASMR.
Go.
Is that it for our podcast? I was opening my bookmarks because I feel like I bookmarked something this week that I was like, oh, I can ask that of Travis.
Ooh.
But also, we can go. Like, this could actually be the podcast we got done.
I've got a voicemail.
Amount of time. Oh yeah, wait, yeah. But hold on though. Don't do it yet. Oh, the Nebraska Cornhuskers uniforms.
Oh, I like them.
So for people,
I hate them so much.
So
that
for
I
people
need them
listening,
I like
the uniform was. The fake uniform was that of what their mascot, I think Big Red is his name, is called.
It's Little Red. It's the opposite of Big Red. How dare you? Sorry. Big Red's his father.
I'm sorry, Little Red. Please.
How
is it Little
you?
Red or Lil Red?
Lil Red.
It was going to be basically red overalls.
It looks like red overalls on a white t-shirt.
I really wanted it to happen.
I love it.
Is it not real 100% not real? Is it like from the team but they're joking? Where did it come from?
I don't know where it came from. I know their AD said it's not happening.
This is the best. This might turn us around on Nebraska.
No, we're good.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
No, this is Lincoln, Nebraska. Different Norman. State from Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah, Norman, Oklahoma. Mm. See, I keep doing
that.
Yeah,
I know. You messed it up earlier and I just kind of let it go.
We're back where we started.
But I think, listen, you're Nebraska. People aren't exactly tuning in to watch you guys play football.
Top five differences between Nebraska and Oklahoma. Go.
One plays in the Big Ten. One is in Oklahoma. You were talking about the school or the state?
The states.
Oh.
I mean, number one, they're two separate states.
No, that's what I'm saying. That was the question. What is the difference between the states?
One is big fans of corn.
Okay, and the other is big fan of?
Not corn.
Got it.
Not corn.
One touches Texas. The other one doesn't.
Okay, that is an actual answer.
All right.
Okay.
And it's Oklahoma, right, that touches Texas?
Yes.
Just so we're clear. Yep. So I was just proving a point. So you can get back to what you were saying.
Yep.
I just think that they should do it. Like, no one cares about your program. Do something.
No one cares
That's
about
your harsh,
program.
That's a little harsh, but I agree they should do it.
It was just that. It was that and aerodynamic college logos, but that's a huge waste of time because it's an audio medium. So I don't think it'd be a worthwhile discussion. Travis, do you want to play that last voicemail?
Hey, Katie. Travis and Christina. This is Ian from Nashville. I was listening to the beginning of this week's pod, and the fruit talk got me thinking, if you could get rid of one super small, more or less, like, immaterial thing in the world, but it would make your life significantly better,
what
would it be? And the reason why the fruit brought this up for me is because mine would be honeydew. Honeydew makes me irrationally angry. Hope I didn't spam it. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Was his name Ian?
Hey, Katie, Travis, Christina. This is Ian from Nashville.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Ian.
Yes, Ian from Nashville.
Ian, I love you. I mean it. Thank you for your question. That is maybe the vaguest. When he said, I hope I didn't Sam it, I'm like, I don't think you, if you did, it'd be crazy coincidence. If the one inconsequential thing you could eliminate from the world that would make your life better was the question, right?
Yep.
If we all or one of us even thought honeydew out of every possible thing, that would be wild.
It's not wrong.
No, he is wrong. Honeydew and cantaloupe just have bad reps. And the reason is because availability. And I always thought the best ability was availability. When you need to get a fruit, when you're getting a fruit salad, you know the only things you can count on reliably is that there'll be honeydew and cantaloupe. Usually grapes, usually pineapple, right? But you always know. And because of that, because they're always around, because they've never made you guys like go without them, wonder what they're up to, because they're always there, you take them for granted and you think they suck. They don't. A ripe honeydew melon, freshly cut, is the other thing. A lot of times you're encountering honeydew, it's already been sliced. It was sliced forever ago. The edges on it are round now. That doesn't make any sense. A fresh sliced honeydew melon is delicious. And I know you'll think that too, Ian. You could think this too if you just bought one yourself.
Before I answer his question, did your mom ever have
he asked a question.
The little thing that, made the balls of...
Yeah, I used to eat apples with a melon baller. Because I thought I was quirky. I don't know. It's just a more fun way to
eat.
They're red delicious. They're not as fun to bite into as
I'm not against that.
I've got strong fruit takes.
Mine would be cottage cheese. It's disgusting. Nobody should eat it. It's gross. Also, decorative pillows. Decorative pillows. What? Because
they add color to
I think decorative pillows are the silliest thing in the world to me.
What?
There's a difference. If they're on your couch and they're adding a pop of color, at least make them comfortable. Because if I am sitting on your couch, I'm staring at a pillow that my mom has
really
on her couch.
She is really grilling a pillow
that is
right now.
Really
get up and throw it away, I dare
it's got
you.
Sequins. Oh. It's got sequins. It's got like hard stuff on it. It's not a comfortable pillow. Yeah. It is truly by definition decorative
pillow.
Can you
flip it to the other side? Is the other side comfy?
You can, but it looks dumb.
Yeah.
If you flip it to the other side, you're not showing
the pattern.
Is the
other side comfortable enough to be used?
No. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh. It's not that type of material that's like a comfortable pillow.
That's a mom like thing to do.
Yeah. So
she's very mad about it. Christina might bring this up over dinner tonight. I mean,
decorative pillows.
Okay.
When she gets her nails done today, oh man.
Growing up, it's gonna be a conversation. Growing up, my mom had me and my sister. We had bed sets that had like a comforter with the matching decorative pillows, and I hated having to put the decorative pillows.
Like a sham.
Oh, no. They are pointless.
This is like Christina's first real take.
I've never seen her this upset.
I know. I hate them because it struck a nerve. When he said I get irrationally angry at them, I get irrationally angry with decorative pillows.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Goodbye.
You're right.
Okay, that's it.
It's
I'm
okay.
Done. Yeah, I'm done
it's
now.
Okay. Travis,
yeah, I'm
what
done.
Do you – I mean, you get
I'm back. Don't worry.
About everything, so I don't know.
Do not turn on red. Do not turn right on red.
Oh, no right on red.
Oh, those
is
are good.
Annoying.
That is good.
So dumb.
That is annoying.
Because why?
I get kind of mad when this isn't irrationally angry, but I get kind of mad when a highway has a stop sign instead of like a yield when you're getting
onto it. Oh, yeah, and you need to come to a full
stop
at the
exit ramp.
What are we doing?
Why are you making them stop
the
before they try to get onto a highway?
Speaking of highways, exits on the left.
Oh, those stink. But luckily,
that's
a lot of map things tell you now. They're like, this exit's on the left.
Yeah, but then you've got cars that aren't going as fast, and now you've got to...
Yeah.
Trying to get over.
Complaining. I don't know if I have a thing that makes me irrationally angry. And if I did, I can't say it here because then Dan will do it just because he'll think it's funny. Whenever I tell Dan, I'm like, oh, God, don't tickle my foot like that. He'll just do it. And I'm like, I told you not to. And then he just is laughing. And then I laugh because when he laughs, it's cute. But I'm like, yeah, I can't tell you anything like I hate endearing. That you do because you think I'm cute when I'm annoyed, which we should talk about that. What's up?
Yeah, like why?
But I don't know. I've tried to tamper down this anger over the last year.
I mean, you can join my pillowcase because it
commercials. You know what? Just in general, most commercials can get me my blood pressure spiked. Mm. Not because of them being commercials, but every time one is on, I'm like, that's dumb for these six reasons. I haven't seen a commercial that I don't hate in such a long time.
Do you have cable or do you stream?
Well, both, but
it's even worse for streamers because it's the same commercials over and over again.
And over.
Yeah.
I also get, I'm susceptible to like things getting stuck in my head. They call them earworms. And so like, if you have an annoying jingle, I hate you. There is a Belvita, I found it, Ian. I found the answer to your question. It is the Belvita biscuit commercial where they go, dip it, sip it, Belvita biscuit, dip it, sip it, Belvita biscuit. Double dip it, double sip it, Belvita biscuit. I want to punch that commercial in its head. That's all it says.
How do you sip a biscuit?
Over and over. I don't know. I just know the sound of double dip it, double sip. Then you want them to say double Belvita bit. I hate it. And I know you have to bleep it because I said the name of the company and they don't sponsor us. But to them, double middle fingers to that commercial. It makes me so mad.
Oh,
but like I said, you guys, you really shouldn't get that worked up.
Here's another one. In Connecticut, they got rid of the plastic bags at grocery stores.
Oh, yeah, they did that here, too. It's good for the environment.
I don't mind that as much now.
I get it.
I don't mind that as much now.
Bring your own bag, you know? Now that everybody has to bring their own bag, I don't feel as dumb about bringing my own bag. But before, if you were an early adopter of bringing your own bag, you felt like a real dork.
But here's where I feel really awkward is then you scan everything, you're sitting there, and then, like, I'm taking all the time to, and then the bag, like, falls down, so you're trying to pull it up to get the stuff in. You're, like, feel like you're holding up the line, even though in reality, you're not, it's taking 30 seconds.
You should be putting it in your bag while it's being scanned.
But some of the scanners, you're saying put the bag, like, on the scanner? Or not on the scanner, but the scale? Like, because some of the, after you scan it, some things you have to put.
You're talking about CVS?
I don't know if Target is, but there's somewhere you have to put these items over to the side because it keeps the weight.
Yeah, that is annoying when you don't put it. Yeah, that's annoying, I guess. Those self-checkout things, I'm like, did this make this faster at all? Or did it just get rid of jobs for people?
This entire time you guys have been debating about this, I've been cleaning up all of my stuff because I have to go. And I feel like that kid in class who starts packing up their stuff before the teacher
really
dismisses
funny.
Them.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, please don't yell at me.
No.
Say, hey, before you go, say goodbye, Christina.
Goodbye, Christina.
Goodbye, Christina.
Okay, I'm actually leaving now.
Okay,
bye.
We're going to leave too. That's it for this week's second edition of Sports. Shout out to Gatorade. Shout out to the right time of Bomani Jones. It's awesome. And that should be enough for you to check it out. Travis, you write that pretty much every week. What if next week we said anything else? Bomani's podcast is good.
I'll take it under advisement.
Okay, thanks. We'll I can submit it in writing.
You know.
Just, you know, consider it. Big thanks to you guys for listening now and then again later on a different streaming service because we wrapped this up almost before Christina had to go, which means it was pretty quick.
It was.
I'm proud of us.
Still
it
almost
felt good.
2 hours.
Oh, well, but it was not, though. It's only an hour 40. And we had that little break in the middle where I had to move my. I'm proud of it. Let us just be proud of it.
We did also.
Or you can leave us a nice review wherever you're listening to this podcast, which, by the way, we read and we love them, like this one from A. Sizzy that says, this pod keeps me feeling young with nonstop chuckles. Katie and the union-friendly banter of sports, TV shows, etc. offers lighthearted wit and perspectives that are relatable and is entertaining even when I can't relate. Has turned into a weekly must-listen for me. That's just a super nice review. Sometimes I wait for, like, a dismount of, like, and Katie stinks, and then I'm like, I get it. That's why Travis put it in. But this one's
no,
just straight.
That's where I'm gonna edit. Sweet. I'm gonna edit that review then.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
Nah, if they're bashing you, I'm not gonna put it in.
Oh, that's nice of you. I can take it.
Listen,
I can't
take it. The union protects the CEO.
That's 1,000% not how it's supposed to work. I think you should go and look that up.
But our union does.
Well, I don't feel comfortable necessarily. I'm just reading the headline. Katie Nolan's union is there to support the CEO. It's like, it's not a good look for me. I don't think.
But the CEO has been supportive of our union, so.
Incredibly. And that headline you can write. Katie has been incredibly supportive of the union. Lastly, don't forget that you can always leave us a voicemail. The number is 860-506-5571, but you already knew that because you've saved it in your phone at the beginning of the podcast. Christina has already said goodbye to you, so all that we have left is for Travis to say goodbye to you, which he's going to do right now.
Goodbye.
And then goodbye. I love you. I mean it.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.